Oscar Papa Dan in Rochester also checking in before. Over.
Okay, we'll add Dan to the list, KV2KOP.
All right, a bit of a pause there, so let's get started. We've got 12 checked in so far, and so we will get rolling with our net tonight. So at any rate, I'm sure some of you folks may have had the opportunity this week to check out the big boy train, the steam engine that came through the Buffalo down to I guess it was going to Philadelphia, but it came through our area, our neck of the woods here in Hornell during Thursday afternoon. I was able to get some good video of that train from just a little bit south of the depot, and it was really exciting. I was able to actually get pretty close to the track. I mean, I was within the guidelines, but had a really good result of the video that I took with my phone. Anyway, maybe some other ones on our net tonight have had that experience with a steam engine. And so at any rate, anything else that you might have, just go ahead and share it this evening. And we'll start out here with number one on our list from Bradford, PA, was KD3IJ. Go ahead, Wes.
Good evening again, Gary. Everyone else on the Green Eggs and Ham set. Oh, just enjoying the beautiful weather. Finishing up my week's vacation. Got one more day left to go, sadly. Back to work, but you know, hopefully things come to an end sooner or later. Not so much else going on here. Didn't really do much with ham radio this week. Just basically enjoyed the weather and did a lot of relaxing. So anyway, that's about all I have this week. So I'll bring it back to that, and everyone enjoy the upcoming week, and we'll say 7-3 from KD3IJ.
All right, Wes, thanks for joining us tonight, and yeah, you picked a great week for a vacation, that's for sure. At any rate, thanks for coming on board. WB2KAO, Tim, go ahead, sir.
Very good evening, Gary, NB2L, and then that, WB2KAO, a very good evening to everybody. And that's great. Maybe you can share, Gary, where you've posted those pictures, the video of the big bunny. Folks would like to take a look at that. But very, very good and good evening. We had five of us at lunch at Bill's Long Pond Diner, 496 Long Pond Road. We will be there for breakfast this coming Monday, the 15th, at 9 o'clock. And, Gary, I want to thank you for your ongoing dedication to this net. Know that whenever you need me, you can get a hold of me, and if I'm able to, I'm normally home on Saturday. I'd be very happy to back you up. But, you know, we want to acknowledge your ongoing dedication to the net. And I would hope that Max and Joseph will, you know, keep their licenses renewed. You know, they worked hard for that. You know, Max has his extra. I think Joseph might have his general. But, you know, we hear of people coming back to the hobby all the time. I talk to people all the time that have, you know, been away from the hobby for X number of years, and they're back. Mark, K2FST, is an excellent example of that. So I would hope that they'll keep their licenses renewed, and at some point in their lives, they'll come back to the hobby. Back to you, Gary, WB2KAO. Thank you.
Okay, Tim. Thanks again. And I certainly, I'm sure this summer, as we have grandkids visiting and things like that, there'll be some opportunities to have you help out with the net control of the net. And I certainly will give you a call when we do need that. Max and Joseph, I do have, I do occasionally keep in touch with them by text. They're busy guys. They're in their late teens. I think Max might have already graduated from high school. Maybe not. Maybe he's pretty close. He is taking a number of college courses over at the Finger Lakes in Canandaigua. And I know Joseph has been very involved in school sports since he returned. He was homeschooled until a year or two ago, and returned to the school there. Not sure which school it is, but he's been involved a lot of basketball, baseball. He's really, really a sports athlete.
So, and you know, when kids get a little older, priorities change, and you know, they get cars and they get all kinds of fun things to keep themselves occupied. But definitely, in hopes that they will, they you know, at some point they will certainly return, and we'll try to encourage them to join into the net sometime this summer, perhaps. Just join us. Be great to hear them again and get another one. Okay. N2MAK, Mike, in West Henrietta, but he's returning from Canandaigua on the road somewhere in between. So go ahead, Mike.
MB2L, N2MAK, Mike in West Henrietta. I can see my driveway now. So about to pull in and was down in Canandaigua for the VHF contest today. I did a Arts on the Air and a Summit on the Air activation from Air Hill, and this is my driveway. I need to move out of the way so I can pull in. But anywho, I had a lot of fun playing in the VHF contest. I operated from 6 meters, 2 meters, 1.25, 70 centimeters, 33 centimeters, 900 megahertz, and then 1.2 gigahertz. So made 30-something contacts, had lots of fun, and now I just parked a car, and got a lot of stuff to unload. It was a lot of work, but definitely a lot of fun, a great opportunity to play around on the high band, especially some of the lesser used ones. Let's see, what else was I going to mention? A little bit of traffic. I know the Rah-Rah Handfest is coming up. I'll definitely be selling gear there, but I just got a box of antennas the other day from Reliance Antennas. My buddy Matt at NPVA and down in Pennsylvania has a company, Reliance Antennas, and he sent me a bunch of gear that I will be selling at the Hamfest. I will have embed halfways, random wires, chokes, and more. Anyway, there's a couple Ribacom antennas in there. Lots of great antennas. I've got a whole bunch myself and use them. And so I'll have some set up. So it's a great opportunity to pick them up ready to go. They got the wire, everything you need, and you don't got to worry about paying or waiting on shitting and stuff. So I will bug Reliance Antennas. I'll have plenty of good stuff there in the handbag. And hopefully I see many of you there, but I will stay 7-3 from now. I'll be listening while I'm unpacking the car back in
the Okay, Mike, congratulations on the good day and the great contacts that you made there on your Botas Soda activation down in the Canandaigua area. That's great. Sounds like you were really pretty busy. The Rah-Rah Ham Fest, Saturday, June 20th, and that will be at the Bernard Fire Department Park, 410 Maiden Lane in Rochester. Just throwing that reminder out there as well. So thanks for joining us again, Mike. We appreciate that, and we'll certainly be looking on the YouTube channel for N2MAK for any update on and coverage. So KC2KOO, Dave up in Buffalo. What's up in the Buffalo area?
MB2L, KC2KOO Portable. Good evening, Gary, Tim, Wes, everyone else on net. Hope everyone's having a great weekend. Jealous that Wes had a week off. It's your perfect week for off. But, yeah, not much to report here. Just rolling along. We're just out back here. Those are some marshmallows. Making some more. We just got back a little bit ago from a rodeo that they were doing over in Alden at a community church. And kind of neat old rodeo that up there. And that was a lot of fun. So just enjoying the day, you know, just making the most of it. I got the chores done this morning. And played this afternoon. So other than that, not much to report. You know, we'll just keep it short and wish everyone a great rest of the weekend there. And Gary, if you ever need a hand anything with Ned, who I know Tim offered, you know, I let me know as well if you need anything. We're always there. Appreciate you keeping it going. And thank you to Wes for allowing us to link to the Lakeshore Group. 7-3 to everyone, and we'll just be listening here, making more s'mores. Back to you, Gary. MB2L, KD2KOO.
Okay, Dave, say hi to the family there, and enjoy the s'mores and evening activities there around the campfire. All right, KC3NAB, Dave in Warren, Pennsylvania, is up next. Go ahead, Dave.
NB2L, KC3NAB. Well, good evening, Gary, and to everybody on the net. Certainly had a nice day here today, and had definitely a stretch of nice weather. Haven't done much with ham radio in the last week for that reason. I've spending more time outdoors in the shack, which I guess is probably a common complaint right about now. The wife and I did run out to the town of Northeast Pennsylvania on Tuesday, where we were able to see the big boy make a whistle stop there. They just pulled up in front of the railroad museum in Northeast and sat there for about 15 minutes and left again. And it was definitely worth the trip. Very impressive piece of equipment, no doubt about it. It's very large, and you realize that immediately. But when you look up into the cab and compare the size of the engineer sitting up there, this tiny little person is divided as great. great big engine. You realize just how much bigger it is than many other steam engines that we have the opportunity to see. So that was a fun thing. But other than that, not much going on around here. I will say 7-3 and pass it back in the control. And again, Gary, thanks for taking the net. From what I understand, you are the guy who holds it together, and it seems to hold together well. Right now. So back to net control, KC3 and 80.
Okay, Dave. Well, thanks for that. We do appreciate your jumping on and being each week, and glad you were able to see the big voice steam engine. It was really an impressive sight for sure, and probably kind of a once in a lifetime deal too, because not sure that it'll ever go through here again. At any rate, it was well worth the effort. WB2 GCM Norm in Honeyoy is the next on the list. Go ahead, Norm.
Okay, this is WB2 GCM Portable. Just down here by the lake, sitting here at the campfire with KCTNW and her husband. They're making s'mores too, so that's about all I got for today. It's just a nice night out here. I'll send it back to that. I know I'm probably not as strong on the portable phone down here by the lake. This is NB12 WB2 GCM Portable.
Okay, Norm. No, actually, you had a good signal there. No problem at all. So we appreciate your jumping in, and do enjoy those more and a beautiful evening on the campfire. And Lewis, K2LKK, go ahead.
Okay, this is K2LKK. I switched radios. Hopefully, this is a little better signal. Let's see. First off, Rara Amsa. If possible, I'm looking for a ride through the vest, and related to that, I do have an item for sale, a TYT 222 megahertz FM radio. So if anybody's interested in that, they can contact me via telephone or see me at the ANSA. Phone number is area code 585-737-8276. Let's see. Other than that, not too much else going on. Actually, this has been kind of a weird day. I went to take a bunch of stuff out to the garage, and the door handle on the door came apart, and I very quickly realized they didn't have the proper tool to put it back together, so I guess I'm going to be calling somebody Monday morning on that one. Fortunately, the door has deadbolt on it, so I just the door closed and turned the deadbolt, and that's all that's holding it at the moment. Other than that, pretty nice day, and I'm looking forward to the ham fest, hopefully. With that, I'll turn it back to net control. This is K2LKK.
Okay, Lewis, yeah, your signal was much better, much improved there, and there seemed to be always something around the house that needs to be fixed. I know that to be true. It seems like my to-do list here, how maintenance to-do list seems to grow week after week, but maybe part of it is I sometimes don't, I don't get things done like I should, but at any rate, I'm sure we all deal with things like that, but thanks for coming on board tonight. Appreciate that, and Andy is up next, K2CRV, Andy, our Cuca Lake Amateur Radio Association president, and go ahead, sir.
NB2L, K2CRV, in the net. Yeah, okay, Gary, real fine. I'm checking in on Echo Link, so hopefully everything is sounding okay here. Well, today, got up early and tore a carburetor apart on my rotor tiller and got that running. There's a rope up there, and hopefully it's not going to rain too much. I heard it's going to rain tomorrow, but hopefully I can get out there before it pours on me and get some of that garden rotor filled up. Not too much else going on here. It was actually a beautiful day. Hop in the pool and cool down. So after working in the garden. So with that, I'll say 73 to everybody in the net, and I'll turn it back to net control, NB2L. This is K2CRV.
Alright, Andy, thanks for joining us tonight, and glad you got your rototiller fixed, and I'm sure tomorrow morning you can get it put to good use out there, hopefully before the rain comes, and get your garden started. Okay, Darla is KA2GLP in Bergen, New York, and go ahead. Alright, looking for Darla. You're still in there?
I'm still in here. I'll be right back. I just set up a 2-hour phone call with a friend of mine from Boston, so my mouth will open. So I'll do my best. My mother is up here this week taking care of my uncle who had hip replacement surgery, so I've gotten to see her for a couple minutes, and that was good, and been enjoying the nice weather also, and actually, I have to put the batteries for my cell phone on charge because the thing that ended the conversation with her was the fact that my batteries went flat. This is KA2GLP, back to Nat.
All right, Carla, thank you for joining us, and we're glad that you were able to get those things done this week, and make sure you get those batteries charged up. And NY1US, Norm, South Wales, go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Gary, everybody on the net. This is NY1US, Norm, South Wales, New York. Well, we had a nice dinner with my sister-in-law and our friend Kathy and my wife and I, and our Saturday night special dinner, so we enjoy that. And I just wanted to mention on the A5RegTuneNet.TVNS.net website, if you go to the link at the top that says NewbieNet, you can see information on the NewbieNet that's going to be coming up in a week or so on this repeater system. So just wanted to let everybody know that it's there. And I have an app on there for Morse code and question pool training. If you want to upgrade your license or anything like that, you can train on that. So just want to let everybody know, and back to that. And NB2L and NY1US return.
Thank you, Norm, and thank you for updating us on the RegTubeNet. That's always a popular net and website that you've got on Facebook. It's a great idea to keep people informed. That's actually not a bad idea. Maybe I'll think about doing one for Green Asian Hands on the Facebook. We'll see about that. Anyway, KB2KOP, Dan, go ahead. KB2KOP, are you around tonight?
This is KB2KOP. Hope everybody's doing well. We're just hanging out in our garage, watch TV, and just listening to the net. I hope everybody's doing well. The weather's cool. It's cool tonight where I'm at, Roger. The breeze was, it was a little warm today, but we dealt with it. Thank you. Back in that control, KB2KOP.
All right, Dan, thank you. Yeah, it is, it's cooling down, that's for sure. It was up in the mid-80s here in Almond, Southern Tier. Right now it's 73 degrees, so it's definitely cooling down, and actually it's very comfortable out there right now. Kind of thinking about going back out, sitting on the deck, and enjoying the rest of the evening. So, at any rate, we're at the bottom of the list. Are there any last-minute check-ins that want to squeeze in here before we close the net? Please call NB2L now.
KV3YRH.
NB2L. IRH. Michael and Verlof, go ahead. I think I might have doubled with someone there. Go ahead.
Hey, Gary. KC2AOO, reach out.
Okay, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if he was going to be able to make the net, but a couple of notes. Gene W2WDS has a couple of radios for sale. He has a 220 mobile, a Bridgecom. I believe it is the BCM-220. Not 100% sure. He didn't mention the model, but 220 mobile, $100. And also, he has an ICOM IE-746. 746 non-pro. HF 6 and 2. As far as he knows, all the bands work, but he's never used it on 6 or 2 meters, so he assumes it works, but has not operated on 6 or 2 with it. But he's looking for $200 on that, and I got his phone number here. His phone number is 585-554-3012. Again, that's 585-554-3012. Back in that, 82KOO.
All right, Dave. Thanks for sharing that. We appreciate that. Dean is a good friend. He's on our Clara morning net quite often, the RegTube net that we have at 8 o'clock on the 80 meter band. And I know that he's basically going to be moving out of his home down over in Naples up to his daughter in Rochester. And so he's going to have to obviously downsize a lot of his amateur shack equipment and things like that. At any rate, that's the number I'm going to repeat, 585-554-3012. And his name is Dean, and his call is W2WDS. He's one of our repeater owners, actually, as well, so over in Naples, New York. Original helper for our founders here, Max and Joseph, our two teams that started out in Naples, and Dean was kind of their Elmer for when they first got started. So, great guy. At any rate, I think we've got KB3YRH. Did we go to you yet? If not, go ahead, Mike.
No, yeah, this is KB3YRH. First time on the Green Haven Ham Net. So hello to everyone there. I'm under a bridge. I don't know how well I'm coming in right now, but yeah, just cruising around here. We had a nice day. My son had a soccer tournament out in Weather. I did a couple games there. We enjoyed that, and then we just went for a drive over to Rondecoit, New York, with the Great House of Guitars. So looked at a couple cool guitars, and if you ever been there, you know what an adventure that place is. It's kind of a little disorganized, but that's part of the charm. So other than that, we're just making our way back home to the Penfield Airport area. So I heard you talking on here. I wanted to check in and say hello to everyone. I heard someone mention something about a rah-rah ham fest. I'll have to look that up as to when that is. That'd be something I'd be interested in checking out, though. Anyway, with that, I'll wish everyone a good night. Day 7-3 and back in that, KP3YRH.
Okay, Mike. Well, certainly thank you for joining us tonight. We do appreciate that. Come back again each week at 7:30 right here. And we have the Green Eggs and Ham Set, which as I said, began back in 2021 by a couple of teams that started in that. The Rah-Rah Ham Fest is put out that info. It's Saturday, June 20th. That's next Saturday. And the event is at the Bernard Fire Department Park in Rochester, 410 Maiden Lane in Rochester, New York, on Saturday, June 20th. So I'm sure you'll enjoy going to that. All right. Well, at this point, I think we're pretty much at the end of the line for this edition of the Green Eggs and Ham Net, and I do want to thank all 13 people who joined us tonight, and would like to extend a great thank you to all of our repeater owners out there. The growing list of repeater owners is covering quite a large footprint here in Western New York and Northern Pennsylvania. And so we do thank each one of those folks for allowing us to transmit on their facilities. And with that said, we wish everyone a great week ahead, and hopefully we'll have another good week weather-wise, and everyone tune in again next Saturday evening. This is NB2L November Bravo 2 Lima in Elmond, New York, down in the southern tier, and I'm going to say 73 and be clear for this evening.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node.
WB2GCM, WB2KAO.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node. This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY.